Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Hey, what's happening, San Diego? Welcome to it. It is finally a Friday, and we are getting ready to get rolling into the weekend here with a Gwynn and Chris show for you. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby, and all three of us coming to you, well, two of them, in the paradise known as San Diego, California. And
it's returning back to paradise status today.
Yeah, I'm back in. Is it better today?
It's a little better today. It was a little rainy earlier. It's gotten a little better.
I think we're having more storms come through.
Yeah, we are.
I love it. Well, I love the rain.
And I love working with my two favorite weathermen over there.
Of course.
Appreciate
wow, it
the
is
update.
Raining really hard. This is being cool here on go. The Intercom Empire. So if you're sitting out there.
What?
Here we go. Here we go. I'm very relaxed today, guys. I got to tell you, you guys all know that I'm not vacationing, but it feels that way a little bit here in the Bahamas with the Aztec women's basketball team. And I spent, I'm going to say 2.5 hours this morning or before early afternoon here, floating around an inner tube in something they call the Lazy River.
Yes.
It's here at the Atlantis Resort. I think they should just change the name of it to the Chris Ello River. It was made for me. I was like, I was never going to get out of this thing.
Did you have like a club soda in your tube?
Right, with an umbrella in it. And, it's so nice. It's so relaxing. Actually, the Lazy River they have here speeds up 2 or 3 times. There's some actually... fun rapids. You kind of you get tossed around a little bit on your inner tube. So if you had the cocktail umbrella cocktail, it'd probably be knocked asunder. But it was fun. It's just a nice, obviously very relaxing. The kids are down practicing in the ballroom. Have you ever gone to one of these? Wait a second. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Ever happened? Ever happened? Ever happened?
What is going on?
Mute your computer, sir.
Where?
I mean, it's a button. Okay, I gotta put Chris down for a second because that's a lot. That's
all right,
a lot. Is he back? He's not back.
He's still got the echo going.
I think I did it.
Okay,
yes, you did.
You did. I don't know. I just.
Oh my goodness! That scared the daylights out of me.
I'm not.
I was like, what was that?
I guess. I mean, we had a major, like, station meltdown earlier
yes,
today,
we did.
So
that's what
everything
I heard.
Is all out of whack, and it's starting to return to normal. But yeah, anyway.
I think
that was a user error right there.
No, I think that was on my end. Oh, I do. I think I had the speakers turned on. Because I was trying to go on the, I had a referee Zoom call last night after the show, back to San Diego. So I'm taking credit for that one. Sorry.
Well, I'm glad that you have had a nice relaxing day.
But it was good. Have you ever been to one of these tournaments, though, that they have in the hotels, Tony? Do you, I mean, we've seen them all on television, but television doesn't do it justice. The girls are down there practicing in what amounts to basically a ballroom.
Yeah.
And if you shoot, like, you shoot a high arcing jump shot, you could scrape the ceiling with it. Like, it's right there. And obviously, it's very close. Just a very interesting atmosphere. But this isn't the only tournament that does this. I mean, they've had the Battle for Atlantis here for years and years. This is where they have them, right in a ballroom. It's a little different feel than a lot of us are used to, but it's fun to be here anyway. How are you guys? How's Scraby over there? What are you doing, Scraby? What is it that you're doing right now?
Attention to
I know.
I got a lot going on right now.
What could you possibly have?
I'm texting Paul Reindel if you really want to know right now. We're talking about some of the things that happened earlier today.
Yeah, apparently.
Producer talk that we're just not privy to?
You don't need to be privy to
it. It's a producer thread. They don't want us involved in it,
apparently. You're not allowed to see that because it would make your head explode what went on behind the scenes.
Okay. The producer of the morning show, Paul Reindel. Anyway, the big thing really is, I mean, there's not a lot happening. I mean, we had a pretty good weekend. The Aztecs have a football game, and that's tomorrow night. You got SDFC's not till Monday night. Padres, Tony, there seems to be a lot of, you know, last time we left off on the new TV deal with ESPN, it felt like you kind of said, we all kind of felt that we're good, right? Padres are going to be on TV pretty much the same way they have been. But for whatever reason, people don't seem to either believe it or they think there's more to it.
I just think that there was some confusion on, I think for people in San Diego just want to know that they can get their Padres and they can get it. And how do they get it? I think those were the questions, right? The Padres kind of released a statement. I'll read it. It says, you may have seen the news this week about MLB reaching a new agreement with ESPN related to MLB TV. We wanted to let you know that there are no changes to Padre TV for the 2026 season. You will continue to have the same great access to watch Padres baseball with Don and Mudd, both in and out of market in 2026 through the Padres TV streaming service. No additional service purchase will be required to enjoy Padre TV next season. So I think that was the main thing. Yes.
And Don and Mudd reported, I don't know, but I would assume they're going to be there next year.
Yes, Don and Mudd will be there next year.
That's the number one question.
They said Don and Mudd will be there next year.
I just want to make sure everybody hears it. Will Don and Mudd be there next year? Likely.
Well, just let's
likely.
Can we just not only make that notation, but can we just print that in the sky over Petco Park? Because the reason is because every time Tony fills in for Mudcat on the television,
oh my goodness,
everybody thinks that's it. Tony's, you know, Mark Grant is, you know, not going to be there anymore. Tony's taking over. What's going to happen on the radio? Everybody flips out. Look, it's a long season.
Yeah,
you know, the Padres, you know, give guys a little time here and there so that you guys can all make it through the season comfortably, right?
Nope.
I mean, all the schedule is set up ahead of time.
Yeah, I don't get to pick games. I get a schedule, and that schedule a lot of time is based on what Mudd's needs are. You know, if he needs some time off, that's when I'm gonna slide over there. And so, you know, yeah, no, Mudd, Don, I would have to assume are going to be back.
So you're not playing a game of Succession at Petco Park where you're like trying to make your way in?
Absolutely not.
Because I'm
listen to you trying to start something that's totally not there. What if somebody just tuned in right now and goes, oh, I hear Tony Gwynn's trying to push Mudcat out.
Oh, well, they need to, I mean, context is lost in anything these days, but I just think that...
Intentional or unintentional.
So, I am a conscrabicist.
Yes.
No, that sounds weird. I'm a I follow conscrabicies.
There is conscrabicies.
It's a new word in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
I don't actually like it. Anything with the ist at the end is not really that fun for me.
I'm applying to have that put in there officially next year.
Oh, okay.
Conscrabicist.
All right.
Yes.
But I get texts. Man, are they pushing Mudd out? They pushing mud out. Brother. Tell me what the real deal is. And I'm like, I literally know as much as you.
Yeah, no. Mud's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere. He doesn't want to go anywhere. So let's just stop that. Number one. Number two, Don misses games as well because he works for Fox.
Right. Jesse so slides he's on the over national. There. No one's like, Jesse's right. and trying nobody to take ever him says, out.
Right. It's ever, nobody ever says, hey, Jesse's trying to force Don out. No. Scraby, how come you don't say that?
Where's your,
because it doesn't happen.
Scrabe, what'd you call it again?
A conscrabacy.
A conscrabacy.
Because it doesn't happen as often. It doesn't happen as often as you filling in for Mud.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Jesse's probably on the radio, what, like?
I don't know.
145 games of him?
I don't know that Jesse takes any days. I don't recall him in with the, unless we're going back a couple years where his father-in-law passed away, I don't think he's missed any games.
I can't remember.
Unless he's on the TV side.
Yeah.
I think he does the full season.
I know this just sounds easy because I'm not in your guys' chair, but I think I would be my goal to never miss a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I grew up in that world, I guess. I mean, like Vin Scully, I don't ever remember them giving him a few days off just to relax.
No, I don't think Vin was going to
take Chick Hearn. Did Chick Hearn ever take a day off?
I can't recall.
The Laker game.
You know, I, as a guy who...
Chick will be back tomorrow. Where is he? Yes, he means he's tired. He's taking a couple of days.
Back in the day, it was way harder to take a game off because you were the source.
For sure.
Like, you, sure. No one was going to hear this
now,
game unless
nowadays,
you were there.
Every team has multiple voices.
Yeah.
And so...
And they interchange. Right.
You can move it around, yeah.
You know what? It's not a bad thing that there's some built-in work-life balance for people.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
We used to kind of... to go about with none of that in mind.
I mean,
all.
27 day or games in 27 days is enough for someone's brain to mush.
For sure.
So
for sure.
No, Chris. Chris shakes his head. No, he could do it.
I wish I could see Chris's face. I can't. But yeah,
we're gonna
I don't know why.
Up.
You know, have you guys seen this? I'm looking at this. I'm gonna stop looking at it. But it seems like the light is getting brighter and then dimmer and then brighter and dimmer. And I don't know if it's something
no,
that I can do. I have no idea.
It must be on your side, because it's not. I honestly am not seeing it over here. It's a you problem, Chris, is what I'm trying to say.
Now it's bright right now. Now it's getting, it just got dark again.
Hey, Chris, I think as you would like to remind a lot of us, when it's me and Scraby doing this, no one can actually see what you're talking about right now. A lot of the people listening in the radio have no idea
very
what you're
point.
Talking about.
Yeah, well, yeah. You can come and join our YouTube.
He said, very good point.
At Gwen and Chris SD. You could also go to the 97.3 The Fan YouTube. You just search 97.3 The Fan. Facebook, 97.3 The Fan X. We now are on X at 97.3 The Fan SD. Twitch at 97.3 The
We're
Fan.
Everywhere.
We're everywhere.
All right. Well, this is
someone said it was a poltergeist in your room, Chris.
Chris, you got to take us to break.
It might. There's something going on with the lighting. I couldn't even tell you what it is, but we'll try to figure it out. Let's just say that. Okay, Friday show. Can you tell we're all a little more relaxed? But we've got a lot to get done. Kirk Kenny's coming on. Talk about that Aztec football game. We got our soccer guest to talk about the MLS big game. First, there's games this weekend before SDFC plays on Monday night. So we'll get into that. We have our regular Friday features. We have a biggest fan to give away later on. So sit back, relax like we're doing. Enjoy Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
2:17 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, out on vacay in the Bahamas. He's not really on vacay, but he's acting like it. And Matt Scraby, as always, talking Padres TV last segment. And it got me to thinking, as we head into what's the next? The winter meetings are the next thing up here in December, right?
Yeah.
State of the Padres right now. I would say it's in a bit of a flux right now. You have your GM that, you know, it sounds like they are on the way to making themselves a deal, but we heard that was going to start. Haven't heard much since. He hired a manager, Craig Stammen, thought was a good hire. And then the news comes down that team's going to sell, or they're going to look in to sell. And it got me to thinking, like, in all the cases that we've had in recent years, and Chris, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this.
I will.
I have no doubt.
It's what I live for, Tony, is to correct you if you're wrong.
I have no doubt. But typically how these things work is team starts to look in a sell. And, you know, I think as any smart business would do when they're trying to sell, they want to make everything look pretty clean. And yeah. I would think that that puts a strain on how free agency works, at least, right? And I only bring that up because we found out who was it found non-tender day?
Adelis Garcia.
Adelis Garcia. Power bat. Although it had a down year last year.
Yeah, he hit under 220. 665 OPS, 32 years old.
How many homers?
19.
19 homers. That might be a guy that market could be in play if everything was...
Get yourself a World Series MVP on the cheap.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a dude whose salary could be in range, perhaps, after being non-tendered.
And he's coming to a winning team, or a team set up to win.
Will you be able to even make a play for him? You know, I always thought Pete Alonso's, the Kyle Schwarber's, that always thought that was a pipe dream. It's just, that's a lot of money, even if you have money to spend.
Even if there wasn't a situation where you might be looking to sell.
Right. Even if you had that. And so, you know, it's just, I just think this, there is some, for as good as things have been, a possible sale certainly puts that into question, right?
I think you're right. I think a couple of things. It is possible that this Padre team can still be very good, even if it doesn't go out and add a bunch of free agents and spend a lot of money.
Right.
And the reason that I think that is because AJ Preller did the exact same. That's what he did last year.
Yeah.
He added to this team without spending much. The two, can make an argument, the two most valuable players on the whole team, you know, in a lot of different respects, were Nick Pivetta and Gavin Sheets, two guys that were signed in, was it February, Tony? Or
it was late.
You know, later in the off season, and neither of them made a whole lot of money, but they turned out to be great, great players. So if we're going to say that because of a bit of an uncertain ownership situation, they probably won't spend as much money. I think most people are going to think of that in a real negative tone. It's going to be, oh, well, the Padres got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs last year. They had all kinds of problems. And now they're not going to be able to add to this team because they can't spend any money because the ownership is in flux. So therefore, all of a sudden, the Padres are going to stink. And I don't know that that's, you can make that connection, but I think some people may try to do that.
Yeah.
No matter how much money they spend, new ownership, they already have under contract a very good team.
They do. So, I think to your point, all that makes, I think, having somebody like AJ Preller that much more important.
Yes.
Right? Because the creativity is going to be high value if indeed that is the case, that they can't go out and acquire the free agents that you would like. I mean, look, the Padres last year finished 10th in payroll. They were 15th the year before that. And so you have to guess it's going to be somewhere in that ballpark, 10 to 15, whatever that number ends up being. And you're going to need somebody who's pretty creative at being able to acquire the talent necessary to take the next step for this ball club.
I don't think that Kyle Schwarber signing as a free agent is going to be bad for anyone. I don't think Pete Alonso is going to hurt any team. But buyer beware on all free agents who make a ton of money. And I'm not really as much of a baseball mood as I was 2 months ago, Tony. But how many big name, high priced free agent players were signed last year that either got hurt or disappointed or both?
Yeah.
There were a lot of them. I'm thinking of Tanner Scott from the Dodgers as one. Roky Sasaki, even though he finally gave them what they wanted there in the postseason, looked to be like a complete waste, at least for the entire regular season. And that's just the Dodgers. There were teams all over baseball who were paying tons of money to new free agents that didn't work. Now, it doesn't mean that next year all the new free agents, maybe they'll all work. But I think, don't we end up doing this every year? We look at a team and we go, how much did they produce? Or how much did they improve in free agency? And how much did they lose? Well, you know who lost a real lot in free agency last year? And I mean a lot. The Brewers. I don't remember them getting anything.
No, I don't think so.
I remember them winning more games than any other team in Major League Baseball. Right. That I remember.
Yeah, no, it's certainly...
So, you know, I think you're right in what you say. If the ownership's in flux, we should be realistic about, you know, the Padres' ability to, you know, to go out and spend money this year in this offseason.
Scraby, you're kind of quiet over there. What you got?
My only thought is that in the statement that was sent to the fans and to season ticket holders, it was that they said that they were going to act like this season was no different than any other season. So I have to... Like, I'm with you guys. It's probably not realistic to expect them to spend $400 million in free agency this offseason. But I have to wait and see. It's kind of like the Craig Stammen thing. I can't make a determination on whether or not he's a good manager until we see it and until we get some time in with him. And the same goes for how the offseason goes. If the offseason goes, you know, we'll be able to tell if this team is putting the best foot forward. But it's not for us to say or for me to say right now.
I'm trying to find the actual...
Oh, the statement? I have it. Hold on, I'll go back and get it.
Because I think...
You know what, the thing is, I just think that you got to be careful if you're going to say that this team, if they... Because you're saying, Scrape, you want to wait and see if they're putting their best foot forward. What I'm saying is that they've already got a pretty good foot forward to begin with. Again, if they lose Michael King and they lose Dylan Cease and they lose, what I guess, Ryan O'Hearn, and they lost Arise, and they brought in absolutely nothing of a you know, legit type established player to replace them, then I'll give it to you. Then I'll say, you know what, maybe they don't look like they're putting their best foot forward or they can't afford to. But I think right now this is a pretty darn good squad going forward with everything that's already been spent. And I think, you know,
Here's the statement.
If you get one of these two pitchers back, you get Michael King back, you're able to find a way to get him back and keep O'Hearn, and then you add the right little pieces around it, there's no reason this team shouldn't be good again.
Here's the statement. We need to go to break. We'll talk after that about the statement, and then we'll get Kirk Kenny on the phone. But it said, during the process and as we prepare for the 2026 season, the Padres will continue to focus on putting every resource into winning a World Series championship. We remain fully committed to you, this team, and the San Diego community. So, again, that's where I'm saying I need to wait and see. I need to have it happen first before
what
I go
that,
off the
what
deep
does that
end.
Look like in your mind?
You know, kind of, I guess, kind of.
I don't really
want to
know what's going on. I'm a little worried about going inside of what something looks like in his mind, but that's okay.
We'll get inside your guys' mind and my mind on the other side, along with Kirk Kenny.
Fair enough. Let's get to break. Kirk Kenny joins us next, Union Tribune, and talk a little San Diego State football.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
And I want to work on that. And I want to make my body look nuts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
So, like,
if you're with us on the YouTube during the radio commercial breaks, you get videos up there sometimes. Scraby put a video of himself jumping out of the plane with his brother. And I know you've put it up there a bunch of times, and I just kind of don't really look at it. Today, I looked at it. The look on your face is total horror, which I guess it should be the moment before you jump out of a plane.
Well, my brother, he didn't help me because he knew I had a fear of heights. And I was like, you're just going to have to take me out of the plane with you because I will not do it unless you force me to. But he kept hanging me out of the plane. Are we going to go yet? And he would hang me out of the plane. It was just, it was not fun. That's why my face looked like that.
A couple of little breaking news pieces.
Oh, breaking
here.
News.
Yeah, from the Padres.
Oh.
Wait, are we going to get serious all of a sudden?
No, roster moves.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess it's kind of serious. Padres. Oof, this one.
It is serious.
I'm a little surprised about one.
Oh, I
non-tender, see. Non-tender, Omar Cruz, the left-hander. But they also non-tender Sean Reynolds.
Yeah.
They have agreed to a one-year contract with Luis Camposano. So, he's back in the fold.
Great.
Additionally.
Wait, let's not dismiss
I
that.
I wanted to dismiss it.
Just move on. Just move on. Go back to Wednesday's show.
I think you need to say that again, Scraby. That was the ultimate deadpan of the word great.
Okay, Tony, keep going.
You don't want to stop?
No.
Here, I'll set you up, Scraby. Luis Camposano.
Great.
Padres did tender contracts to Jason Adam,
ooh,
Mason
good.
Miller, Adrian Mordejon, J.P. Sears, Freddie, what did they call it? Ferminator?
The Ferminator.
Freddie the Ferminator for me, and Gavin Sheets, of course. All 34 players on our 40-man roster have either signed or tendered contracts. So, 34 to 6 open spots after the two non-tenders today.
What happens
today
with Sean Reynolds, Tony? What happens if you're not? Is he just a wide-open free agent?
He's
we could sign
agent.
Him again if we wanted to?
Yes, he's a free agent, but okay. I wouldn't be surprised at all. He gets a big league deal somewhere.
Yeah, why? That's an interesting one.
It is. I mean, listen, they... when you're talking about protecting, yeah, no, it's just it's an interesting one to me too. I think of Sean Reynolds too highly.
he wasn't.
Just think with that arm.
Yeah, could be a backup closer.
He'll end up. I would be surprised if he didn't. I would be surprised if he didn't have a big league deal somewhere for the minimum.
He's definitely flashed some moments of brilliance. We're back on Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby and Kirk Kenny will be joining us shortly. We're getting ready for Aztec football tomorrow night. Final regular season home game. Hopefully not the final home game, though. The Aztecs are able to host the Mountain West Conference championship game that would be played potentially.
That's my my prediction is that'll be the game. The weather will be decent enough. That'll be the day game that people show out. That'd be your best opportunity.
Yeah,
if
you can't
to do
draw
it.
On a Mountain West championship, that's tough.
I'm marketing is not my forte. My wife is the one there. But do you have to even up the ticket prices again because it's a championship game?
I don't know how you could at this point.
Well, I would say don't do that. I would say don't do that. You can't tell people that you're trying to get them in the stadium and then jack up the prices.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Scraby.
I'm just bringing this up. I've seen it in the past. You know, it's a championship game.
There's been enough light flashed on this issue that I would think that you would try to avoid more conversation
later in the
it.
Show we're gonna play some audio from JD Wicker at the Voice of San Diego podcast I was at the other night, and he did talk about the ticket prices, and you know, he makes a lot of sense. It's not as simple and cut and dry as lower the ticket prices, because
we've talked about that.
Yeah, to them it's we would like for our season ticket holders to drive the ticket sales, which I think a lot of places are like that because right. that's where you get your guaranteed money from. Right. So you can't, and we've said this, you can't just lower a ticket and then your season ticket holders are getting, you know, they're seeing cheaper tickets
everywhere else.
Everywhere else.
But here's the other thing. I think, and this one, and maybe this is what the ultimate kind of fix is. Typically, season ticket holders get dialed in because the product on the field is good, right? That's when you typically get buy-in. I mean, that's where the Padres saw their season ticket kind of membership explode, is when the team got
right.
really good. And so we're only in year one of this team having some success. Hopefully they can continue to do it. People want to actually start buying into those season tickets. Then we can maybe have a different conversation.
One guy who's at every single game is our guest on the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Scrape, I don't have the read, so. Oh, wait. No, wait.
I already knew that.
Hold on. Look, Scrape.
Wow. He's got
I actually do have it.
From like 3 days ago.
Hey, it's going to work, isn't it?
Yes, it will.
David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys. He helps good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right. Kirk Kenny, our guy on San Diego State football. And, of course, he will be out there tomorrow night for the final regular season home game. And San Jose State comes a-calling. Kirk, how are you today, sir? Always good to talk to you.
I'm doing well. A little drier than this time last week.
Yeah, it was. We were not joking about it because it wasn't a laughing matter. You wrote about it. You know, the Aztecs, for all of the, you know, unfortunate publicity that's gone along with the attendance at their stadium, you know, actually had it lined up to have a pretty good crowd last Saturday night until it just got rained away, basically.
Yeah, San Diego is so soft. I mean, if it's, I think, colder than 68 or warmer than 74, people just stay home and watch.
I can't disagree with that.
It goes crazy.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. Kirk, we got to get a few things here. Obviously, the San Jose State game. I want to talk about the race and the conference. And I know you wanted to get some thoughts in on your old friend Randy Jones, who passed earlier this week. But let me ask you real quick about the Boise State game itself. Let's leave the rest of it aside. How nice of a win really was that? I mean, when you consider the difference between these two programs at this time last year, and now the Aztecs are able to knock them off straight up. I thought that really said a lot about what Sean Lewis and his team have accomplished.
The thing I found interesting was some of the post-game comments from Sean Lewis. He said we really bullied him, talking about up front, and also made a comment about last year they lost 56-24 to Boise State, and there were comments about how far away or how big of a gap there was between the two programs. And so then to come back this year and beat them 17-7, you know, he's like, how big a gap is there now? And one thing it speaks to is just how different college football can be in one season. But you're right. It was a really big win. They'd lost three in a row to Boise State. And I think, you know, especially going forward into the Pac-12, those are going to be two of the main programs to look at.
Kirk, talk to me a little bit, because I noticed those comments too, listening to Coach John Lewis. What was it about that particular team that – he doesn't normally talk like that. He's usually kind of very,
right.
very precise in terms of and selective of how he speaks. That one seemed like it was bubbling up. What was it about that particular team or the conversation around Boise State that had him respond? And I would say kind of a little bit out of character from what we know.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. I kind of raised an eyebrow when I heard that. My sense was that last year when they lost, that maybe they felt like Boise, I don't know if you'd say ran it up a little bit, but I think there were a couple plays that they might have questioned. And, you know, some of that stuff kind of what goes around comes around, and I think that's kind of what happened there. And, you know, and just I think Boise gets so much attention as kind of the class of the conference, and I think there was, you know, San Diego State kind of wanting to stretch a little bit and say, you know, we're here too.
Kirkkenny is our guest. Aztec football, it's been an unbelievable season to this point. We'll see how much more the Aztecs can get out of it. Kirk, the defense rose up once again. Boise State, they ran the ball 22 consecutive plays at one point. I don't know that I've seen anybody do that, you know, in the last, 30 years since the old 3 yards in a cloud of dust days.
Well, but, check the Aztecs. I think they've probably done that once or twice in the
All right. You may have had me there, but there was a couple of things at work here. One, I think maybe they thought they could run the ball, and second, it was wet. But I just think they were scared of testing that Aztec secondary. I really do. They just did not want to take a chance at any turnovers. And in a lot of ways, I thought the Aztec secondary won the game without even having to do anything.
Well, Boise was starting its backup quarterback, and I think they were guarding against him and trying to help him from maybe getting in some trouble. So I think, and then, like we said, the weather played into it on both sides. So it just did become pretty much a running game that reminded us of about 1925 instead of 2025.
Kirk Kinney joins us here, Union Tribune. Kirk, how much will the Aztecs miss Jordan Napier? I mean, his season looks like it's over. We find out a couple days ago. This is probably the Aztecs' most explosive player on the outside. Offensively, how much will they miss Jordan?
It's kind of like losing two guys because he also was a kick returner for them, and he's already had a punt return for a touchdown, and every time on punts that, you know, he had it in his hands, that he seemed like a threat to maybe either have a big return or maybe take it all the way. So you lose him there, and obviously he was their leading receiver, so you lose that as well, after already losing one of your other starting wide receivers in Jacob Bostic. So, you know, I think going forward we're going to see tomorrow we're going to see another game where they're going to really rely on the running game.
Yeah, ball control is something they did well against Boise State. They'll probably want to do it tomorrow night against San Jose State, Kirk. The Spartans are coming off of a blowout loss to last place Nevada. And that never sets good with me when I'm the next opponent. Because I always feel a team like San Jose State, we know they're a little better than that. They beat New Mexico this year. They've had a couple of nice wins. So you figure they're probably going to be pretty locked in. They got a very good quarterback who puts up a lot of yardage. Give me just a little, preview of how you see the game tomorrow night.
What you bring up, I think, is really interesting. Their head coach, Ken Niumatalolo, who was a longtime Navy coach, he came out to his midweek press conference and said, I'm surprised there's people here after our abysmal performance. Called it one of the worst ever in his head coaching career. And it's like, how do you respond from that? I mean, also, they got rid of their defensive coordinator and their special teams coordinator on Monday. So I'm very fascinated to see how a team comes out. Are they do they respond and really try and play one of their better games? Or are they kind of like, we can't make a bowl game. They fired a couple coaches. We're just done. So I'm going to be very fascinated to see which San Jose State team comes out for this game.
Kirk, as I was reading your Ask the Coach column that you have in the Union, and one of the things you brought up was the T formation, and we've seen it from the Aztecs quite often, and Coach Lewis kind of talks about his fondness for having that formation. It's been pretty effective for the Aztecs this year. I mean, this kind of fits having that three-back kind of three-headed monster that they have back there.
Yeah, it's so funny to watch. I think one of the reasons for the changes in coaching for the Aztecs a couple years ago is to get them more into the current era of offenses, and then to see where they've gone. But the bottom line is you got to win, right?
Yeah.
And especially if you're diminished on offense in your passing game, and you have the offensive line play has been very good, and you've got a pretty good running backs room, so that, that's your strength. So ride it until somebody can stop it.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have a stat on it, Kirk, but every time I've seen them line up in that T formation this year, kind of a short yardage play, they've been able to convert out of it. So, I agree with Tony and yourself. Keep on doing it until somebody can stop it. Kirk Kenny is with us. Kirk, the convoluted picture for the conference championship is so – there's so many teams a game behind. What is it, six teams, five teams that are right behind the Aztecs? Yeah, five. You wrote this week they could conceivably clinch this weekend, but a lot of stuff's going to have to happen. Is this just as simple as, like, you better just win your next two games and not risk it if you're the Aztecs?
Well, they control their destiny, and that's the easiest road. Just win this week and next week, and they're hosting the conference championship. The craziest thing is, so there's still a potential that seven teams could tie for first at 5-3.
Wow.
And if that were to happen, it's in the hands of the computer rankings, and they look at four different ranking services, and then they average that out to see who would be the top two teams to play for the championship. But, you know, one thing is it'll work itself out this week because, in fact, tonight Hawaii is at UNLV. And I think that'll be a really interesting game to watch. Hawaii obviously is having a really good year, but they're not nearly as good away from the islands. So if they were to lose tonight, that would give them a third loss, which is crucial for the Aztecs because they hold the tiebreaker against the Aztecs.
All right, Kurt, we got a couple minutes left. I know you were also wanted to speak about Randy. As we lost him a few days ago, all of us had a great relationship with him, and wanted to give you the floor to kind of speak for it for yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. I have told people for years, and anyone who hasn't been here, you know, dating back to the 70s, which some of them just haven't been alive long enough. Others come to San Diego late, but they can't really grasp what Randy meant to this city and this town in the mid-70s. You know, the Rockets had recently moved to Houston. The Chargers were pretty bad. And the Padres, you know, had finished last for six straight years. Then Randy comes on the scene and gives us something to cheer about. And especially for someone like me, I was, I think, 13 in 1975. And I'm also, like Chris, curly-haired left-hander, not nearly the talent that some of the others have. But, you know, I was one of those guys that you looked up to Randy, and then he had those just humongous seasons that made it so fun to watch. Now, I became a vendor in 78, and we didn't like him as much because he pitched so rapidly that we didn't get to sell much product.
I never thought of that.
But, you know, just all those memories come flowing back. And then, personally, I got to meet him as a sports writer and got to know him pretty well. In fact, he wrote the foreword to my book. Just so gracious and such a great guy. You know, and I considered him a friend, but I think everybody considered him a friend because of just the way he reached out to people, you know, whether he'd known him for years and years or if he just met him at the ballpark.
Yeah, I think you tell a really similar story to mine, Kirk, and I think to a lot of San Diegans who, you know, we felt he was one of our heroes when we watched him play. And then when we got to meet him and got to know him, we liked him even better. He exceeded our expectations, and that's something not a lot of people will leave as their legacy, but certainly Randy Jones will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kurt, enjoy the game. And next week, we're leaving it up to you to calculate all of the possibilities and probabilities for the Mountain West Conference Championship. So.
All right. Well, I think it'll be a little easier next week because we'll only be down to one game. And
bring your abacus.
Work themselves out. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, Kirk.
Chris making an old joke is rich.
Bring your abacus.
It's all I can think of. I don't know. It's going to be a lot going on.
All right. Well, no, you do have the read, so I'll let you go ahead and knock it out. I was going to help you out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I put my paper away. Thank you, Kirk Kenny. He joined us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. They've been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, there we go. 1 hour in. Great night for Tony Gwynn Jr. on the picks. We'll talk about that in the Daily Gambit coming up. And a performance last night by my new favorite player in the NBA. I can only wish there were more people like this guy.
I think it's Maxey.
All right.
You take a guess. We'll see if you're right, Scraby, when we come back on Gwynn and Chris.
You got to keep talking.
Yeah, we got a couple why? More minutes.
Oh, why? He says, "Like, what was, I love
that was
how,
a great, great out."
I knew you were so going excited. Here.
You just needed to stretch it about 30
I knew
more
he
seconds.
Didn't you feel he was going that direction?
I did, but I hadn't looked at the clock like you, so I thought we were good.
Yeah,
but my clock says 2:54. Can't we go?
Now we can.
There we go.
You know, I will say though, we have the biggest fan at the end of the show. Please, everybody. We did not have a good record this week as a show, so...
Well, what happened?
The biggest fan wasn't listening or just didn't call in or whatever.
Oh, we didn't have a good fan... Good
yeah, no, we had a great
say,
record.
We definitely said it.
No, we definitely said it, but...
Yeah, 5:35.
If you hear your friend's name being called, you can text them and then say, I told you, you give me a ticket to the...
Right, to I got to be a part of
yes,
this
the 20
gift.
Tickets, yes, yeah. Of course. All right, Chris, we've wasted enough time.
Yeah, hurry up. We got to get out of here, don't we?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.